Welcome back to Giants.com, joined by Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. The New York Giants host the undefeated New England Patriots at MetLife Stadium Sunday at 4:25. Here are your three key matchups to watch in that game. Now, all week you've heard about Bill Belichick. You've heard about Tom Brady. Guess what? Both guys are going to the Hall of Fame. Everyone knows how good they are. So, Paul and I figured, let's mix it up a little bit. Let's talk about some of the other things the Patriots will bring to the game on Sunday that the Giants are going to have to deal with. So let's start, Paul, with one of Tom Brady's top targets. That's Rob Gronkowski. We asked the Giants tight end, Larry Donnell, what he likes about Rob Gronkowski. In short, pretty much everything.
He does some great things, you know. After he gets the ball in his hands, he runs with it. You know, he goes over the top, you know. He's got it, man. So, you know, it's going to be fun to see. But we're going to try to put a show of our own. So it's going to be fun.
All right, Paul, Rob Gronkowski is a tough matchup. Why? He's about 270 pounds, runs a 4.5, and is about 6.5. How do you deal with Rob Gronkowski, especially when he plays the position the Giants have had trouble dealing with all year? Tight ends have really torn this defense up.
You know, John, you just can't defend a mano because you lose. And everybody in the league has found that out. The only way to do it is to mix up coverages and either throw him off of his game by doing that and or throw Brady off of his game by not allowing him to hit the timing routes that he wants to hit with Gronk. Gronk has 13 catches of 20 or more yards so far this season. He, believe it or not, is their biggest deep threat because he will run vertical down the field. And they will also do a lot of passing stuff out of their double tight end set because he's so dangerous.
And, Paul, we talked to Landon Collins this week. Normally, the way you slow down a guy like Gronkowski is jamming up the line, but he's simply too big to do that.
Yeah, very true. And a lot of people got burned trying to do that because he just muscles past them.
And if you want to cover Gronkowski down the field, you know what the Patriots are going to do? They're going to run the football with LeGarrette Blount. He had more than 100 yards last week against the Redskins. He is a load to deal with. Cullen Jenkins knows he's tough to bring down.
A lot of power runs with him. It's going to be a big difference without them having Deion Lewis in there. But LeGarrette Blount is he's a pretty good back, and his style is a lot different than what Lewis's was. So, you know, I expect them to come out and try to run a lot of power, you know, straight downhill runs with them.
And, Paul, this is what makes the Patriots so difficult to deal with. Week to week, you simply do not know what their offensive game plan is going to be. They might come out on Sunday and just try to run the ball 30, 40 times.
That's true, John. And the thing about it is, too, if they get into a slump in one quarter, they'll change personnel in the second quarter. Bill Belichick is not afraid to start subbing guys out, literally possession by possession, if he sees something that's not working well.
And you might get an even bigger dose of LeGarrette Blount this week because Deion Lewis is out that torn ACL.
Yeah.
It'll be Brandon Bolden and James White that'll step in for him as that third down pass receiving scat back type of role. As for the Patriots defense, Paul, they're a challenge as well. One of the big reasons they're so tough to deal with is their pass rush. Eli Manning will have their eye on them all day long.
You know, they've done a great job getting a pass rush to this. A lot of times, you know, just bringing four guys, and they like to bring some linebackers and drop some ends. They have a good scheme, but, you know, sometimes just, you know, they're getting good push into the quarterback's lap and disrupting the passing game. You know, not a whole lot of teams are running the ball well against them, and so, you know, teams are getting a lot of third and longs, and, you know, so that pass rush can get amped up. So I think we got to run the ball well, get a good, you know, third down situations, and then, you know, just block them up front. Guys got to get open in a timely manner.
Paul, the Patriots are tied for second in the league in terms of sacks, and Chandler Jones is their big-time pass rusher, a first-round pick a couple years ago, 9.5 sacks on the season.
Well, not only he's an injury guy from the years past, and that's why a lot of people don't know a lot about him. He's kind of flying under the radar, but he's doing a really good job. But the other thing is they're using their sub-package on defense 83%+ of the time. And so not much like Rex Ryan's amoeba defense where they're standing up and walking around, but the problem is they've got guys who look like they're out of position and not playing where they're supposed to play. And that's how they confuse you. And then he starts sending guys from all directions on the blitz, and you don't know what to do with it.
And one of the guys to look out for in that defense is Jamie Collins, a very talented linebacker. He blitzes. He has a few sacks, and he also might be the guy that covers Shane Vereen out of the backfield. He's also a very good coverage linebacker. So something to keep an eye on if you're that Giants offense. And Devin McCourty as well there. Very, very impressive safety. Another guy they use in a bunch of different ways in coverage and run support, back playing deep. He's all over the football field. Paul, we appreciate the time.
You got it, John.
And those are your three matchups to watch on Sunday. Giants and Patriots. The Giants try to take the Patriots out of the list of undefeated teams in the National Football League. We'll see you on game day.